Hey, this is Kristen from the Positive Psychology Podcast. I just came back from a wonderful short golden autumn run on a beautiful day. And it made me think about how we evaluate what we experience. And for those of you who are into psychology, you know that it's our evaluations and interpretations of experience and sensations that create our emotions. It's not the situation. It's not the activity itself. So for example, I don't feel in a particular way because of the run. I feel in a particular way because of how I evaluate that run. Now, what I mean by that is it depends really on which of the many, many possible things I focus on, right? So today I went for a run and it was really absolutely joyous running. You know, it's blue sky, the leaves are golden everywhere, so it's absolutely wonderful here. But you know, if you're maybe unfortunate enough to focus on the less happy thing, you could be bummed about the fact that there's a lot of water on the path and, you know, my feet got wet at some point, or that there were so many people outside walking that sometimes you had to slow down a bit. That's something that someone who is focusing on the wrong thing, mainly not the wrong thing, but someone who's focusing on something else than I am focusing on might get mad, right? So if somebody is trying to run a record, they might very well end up being really pissed today because there are so many people walking along the river that's going to be hard to break their record, right? And I think the art of what we're doing is to really be able to kind of switch back and forth and choose among the many, many things that we could evaluate. Choose and focus on the things that went well. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that you have to abandon your goals, right? So if I were in the business of wanting to run a personal record today, I probably would have been, you know, slightly annoyed about the fact that there are many people, but that might have also just led me to change course, you know, and just to maybe run somewhere where I usually don't run, somewhere where I know there are less people. If you're local, you know where the people are and where they're not on a beautiful day, right? So it's all about what you do with the information. And this is not only obviously about running. This pertains to everything we do, right? I mean, I could be annoyed about the fact that I didn't run the whole thing, even though it was very short. And, you know, or I can be like, hey, I went out and ran at all. It really depends. And I think once you understand that, the number of things that we focus on during a day, which have nothing to do with your money or your social class or any of those other things which we might not be able to influence or directly influence, but these things, we process so many different inputs that if you really get into the habit of noticing, oh, I don't like this feeling, I'm focusing too much on the wetness or the crowdedness, let me refocus on the beauty of the sky, the beauty of the leaves, the fact that the temperature is neither too warm or too cold, it's perfect for a run, the fact that I'm outside at all, the fact that I can run at all, even though it's maybe not at the pace that I want. That's something that we can teach ourselves if we have the patience to interrupt those other thoughts, recognize them for what they are. They are merely one way of selecting among many variables and then pivoting and going for something else. All right. Cheers. Bye-bye.